This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, we're back. I finally got some coffee. It's sitting here stewing in my hot little hand, and we'll get back to normal here shortly. For those of you who are just joining us, we had a few minutes of pre-recorded show from back in September. Alan slept in this morning. Somehow or another, the alarm woke me at 5. It didn't wake me at 4, but it woke me at 5, set for 4. So I got to check that out. And rushing in here, further delays when I was stopped by one of Baltimore County's finest, and that went okay for me, so we're good. Now, the question on the table is, where did coyotes come from? And of the very few coyotes that were brought into Maryland, who brought them in? They weren't brought in by farmers. They weren't brought in by insurance companies. They weren't brought in by Department of Natural Resources. Who brought them in? Let's talk to Mark in Towson, has an important message for us. Mark?
Yeah, how are you?
Good, buddy. Thanks for waiting.
Good. It's worth the wait. Look, next week you can oversleep by an hour and it won't even matter.
Why is that?
Daylight savings time.
That's right. Thank you.
Yeah. So you'll have to oversleep by 2 hours.
You know the irony is,
I always oversleep, and this is the one Saturday I got up in time.
And I overslept.
Yeah.
Oh, well, what are you going to do?
You know, bad beginnings make for good endings.
Let's hope so. Let's hope so.
You'll end up having a real good day.
I will, I'm
but
sure.
You'll really have a good year.
Yes.
If people vote right on Tuesday.
Yes.
Look, Paul Ryan is an avid outdoorsman.
No question about it.
And if you value your lifestyle,
yep,
you have to vote on Tuesday. It's especially important, frankly, for our friends to us and our friends to talk to people in other states like Pennsylvania and Virginia.
Exactly.
Because they're really going to make a difference. And the next president is probably going to appoint 2 Supreme Court justices.
Yep.
And that determines whether it's legal to own a gun or not.
That's true. That's exactly right. And that's a point I was going to make later in the hour, but you made it for me, and that is if you're a gun owner, I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat, the choice is clear. Do you realize how many guns have been sold in this country since the beginning of this year? Have you seen those numbers?
I wish I had owned stock in the gun manufacturer.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I could never have imagined that their business would be so good.
Yep, exactly.
But
right.
I should have thought it out. I mean, it's rather obvious when you think about it.
Yes, it is. It is. Millions and millions and millions of firearms have been sold since the beginning of the year.
And that's not including the ones that our federal government has sold to drug dealers in Mexico.
Ah, yeah. Good point, Mark. Very good.
Yeah. Yeah. Tragic point, but a good point.
That is true. Yep. All right. Yes. Remember to vote on Tuesday. Seriously, our future. Mark, do you ever remember an election as important as this one? I mean,
no.
I first voted in 1972. And let's see, who did I vote
that
for?
That was Nixon versus Humphrey.
Maybe.
No, that must have been 68. So when he ran again, I don't even remember his opposition.
Yeah, well, I think that was the first time I voted was for Richard Nixon. The second time,
yeah,
I had,
me too.
Second time I had the choice between Carter and
Reagan.
Ford.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
And then it was Carter and Reagan.
Yeah.
And that was an extremely important election for our country. We had a liberal president who was clueless. Who drove our country to the brink of economic ruin, and Ronald Reagan came in and pulled our chestnuts out of the fire.
But the difference between then and now is Carter was clueless.
Yes.
But he did not set out to remake our country in a European model of
That's
failure.
That's correct. Yes, sir.
And when people say that Obama hasn't done anything, he's actually done a lot.
Oh, he's done a tremendous amount of harm to this country and our life.
Our lifestyle is strictly going to be decided by us.
Exactly.
In 3 days.
Yep. Hey, look, we got to roll.
Have a great one.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
Sure.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Let's talk to Laura on the 800 line. And Freddie, good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Alan.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I understand that you were taking a hunter safety course and you finish up today.
I finish up today. Early.
Yeah. You're in Frederick County.
Yes.
And you're under the watchful eye of my buddy Ben Kelke.
Absolutely.
Good instructor. Yeah, thank you. I'm glad you said that. He is great. He's a good guy, very personable, very knowledgeable. And I like Ben. I like referring people to Ben. And so what do you do? Live fire today, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is course day and test day.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you'll do fine. And if you paid the least bit of attention in class, you should do just fine.
I try to do my best.
I know you do. I'm pulling for you, kid.
Thank you.
All righty. Appreciate the call. Why are you up so early?
Well, I have to go, you know, this is training, part of the training, too. Don't you have to get up to get the best game?
Well, you got to get up and you got to get up early and beat the deer into the woods.
That's true.
Not quite. But, yeah, you got to get up early and get in there and get quiet and get settled. And, you know, when you're on your stand, you got to get quiet and settled. And then, you know, first hour of the day is the best hour of activity usually for deer and waterfowl and everything else. So. Good.
At least now you know I can do it.
At least. Exactly right. All right. Well, look, you have a good time. Shoot straight.
We'll do my best.
All right. Thanks, Laura.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There she goes. Let's talk to John in Glen Burnie and then Rick in Glen Burnie. Good morning. How's everybody in Glen Burnie this morning?
Oh, pretty good as far as I know, Alan.
How you doing?
How about yourself?
Good. How you doing, John?
I'm doing all right.
Who brought in the coyotes?
I'm thinking it's probably PETA.
Nope. No animal rights people.
But
no.
Since you said it come in earlier, it probably wouldn't be PETA. I don't think they're that old.
Well, the coyotes have been around for a long time. Okay, I can remember, 25 years ago talking about coyotes.
I'd take a second shot at it if you like.
Go ahead.
The Associated Gun Club of Maryland.
No. No, but John.
Yes.
You hit on something there. You said a word. For sport, or two words, for sport. So I'll give you that clue.
Nothing rains in.
All right, we'll keep it going.
Yet my appendages aren't working quite like they should.
Your appendages?
Before your news break.
John, too much information. You don't need to share that personal stuff.
No.
All right.
Not personal. Fingers, arms.
Oh,
brain.
Okay, I'm with you. Wow, you scared me there. All right, John, thanks. Keep thinking.
Care. Have a great week.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
There we go. Now we get to Rick and Glen Burnie. Thanks for waiting, Rick. How you doing?
Hi, good morning, Alan.
What's up?
Did the coyotes come on the Plymouth?
No. No, they did not. So what's up?
All right. Oh, yeah, I got a question. I've been hunting for about over 40 years now. And
right.
I live in the Glen Burnie. I'm trying to find a small place where I could hunt. You know, somebody has a land that I could use because I use I have a crossbow. I don't use firearms.
Yeah.
So it's quiet, you know. So I'm pretty.
Well, Rick, you do what I do. Do what I've been doing for 40 years. Being on the radio and having the connections I have here on the radio, and I've talked to people all the time. I have trouble finding places to hunt. Very fortunately, 17, 18 years ago. A fella called and invited me to hunt on his farm in Cecil County, and I've been there ever since. I've become friends with the family and that type of thing. I had another place in Cecil County that didn't work out. I had a place in Howard County that didn't work out. I have a place, very, very small place in Carroll County that I bow hunt. But what you have to do is knock on doors and talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to people.
Yeah, I heard some farmers get them a crop damage tag, you know.
Right, some do.
Finding, you know, hard time finding people to, you know.
Well, that's true. Sometimes they do. Yeah, sometimes they do. So maybe you could call the Department of Natural Resources and see what they have to say. Maybe they have some landowners in your area.
Right. That would be a good idea.
There you go. Give that a shot.
All right, Al. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right, man. Thanks for the call, Rick. Are you in the contest? Are you in the contest?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Thanks.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye. Russell in Baltimore. Good morning, Russell. How you doing? I'll get right to you, Justin, too. Good morning, Russell.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Yeah. I wanted to take a guess at where the coyotes came from.
Okay. Now, not all of them, and not the majority of them. The majority of them came in naturally. They migrated in from, you know, up and down the East Coast. But some were brought here. Where did they come from, Russell?
I believe that they were brought in from people that had them as pets and couldn't take care of them and let them set free.
No. Nice try. Sorry.
Well, I'm entered in the contest anyhow.
That's right.
I love your radio station.
What's that?
I love your radio station.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate
it. Keep up the good work.
All right. Talk to you soon. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye. There we go. Justin in Sudlersville. Good morning, Justin. How you doing?
Morning. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
I had a question about the hunter safety course.
Yes, sir.
Is there a certain age limit that you have to be before you can take that?
No. There's no minimum age to take the hunter education course in Maryland.
Oh.
None. And it's a good thing. You know, there's a number of programs. There's a number of programs out there in other states called mentorship programs or apprentice programs and things like that, where adults can take their kids hunting and go and train them for a year or even 2 years. They can get a provisional license without having taken a hunter safety course. We don't have that here in Maryland, and we probably won't have that here in Maryland because we have no minimum age for a youngster to take a hunter education course. And if you see like Pennsylvania, where you have to be 12 years old to hunt, by that point, you may have lost interest. You know, I started taking my grandson in the deer stand when he was 9 years old. And,
I started going hunting with my grandfather or father at 5.
Right. And a lot of kids do. A lot of kids tag along and want to tag along and want to be part of it from an early age. Yes, exactly right. Exactly right.
I have a stepson who wants to go, and
yep,
he was supposed to go with me this morning, but I shot a deer last night. I'm going back to finish tracking it this morning.
Yeah, that happens.
And just like you, I overslept as well.
Uh-huh. Thank you for reminding me.
I overslept as well.
I swear, when I checked the alarm last night, it said 4 o'clock on the alarm. When I woke up, it was 5, like the radio had just come on. But I don't know. Unless that thing clicked over onto daylight savings time or something, I don't know. That automatic, you know, switch thing on the radio, but I don't know that would have worked, would have done it. So
mine went off at 4, and next thing I know, my wife was waking me up at 5:30.
Yep, I hear you. That happens. Yep. All right, Justin, appreciate the call, buddy.
All righty. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Richard on the Eastern Shore. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. Your good old coyotes came from Houndsman. Brought them in for chasing.
Yay, Richard. And you would know that, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
How you doing, buddy?
Doing all right.
All right. Correct. Houndsman did import a number of coyotes into Maryland to chase with horses. That is correct. Much more sport to chasing a coyote than to chasing a fox, according to some people. And that is exactly how some of them came in. Richard, do you have any idea percentage-wise, numbers-wise, or anything like that?
Not a clue. I mean, a lot of that happened years ago, Alan, and it was in small numbers. And they also brought in red foxes. I mean, I have friends that caught red foxes that were, you know, real large, big heads and very pale yellow, where they were brought in from, you know, like Montana.
Yeah.
That sort of fox.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And, of course, once they're introduced here, they thrive in our environment here in Maryland, and they reproduce very well. And they know where to hide. Well, Richard, very good. I appreciate that. Do we have your number? Are you in the contest?
Yep, I'm in.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it. Nice hearing from you.
Hey, take care. I'm headed into the woods here in a few minutes.
All right. Well, good luck to you.
See you.
Bye-bye. There you have it, folks, from a knowledgeable resource. I know Richard recognized his voice, and I think that that may have been a surprise answer to all of you. The Houndsman brought coyotes in years ago to chase with their foxhounds and their horses. There you go. That is the correct answer. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And we are taking your calls and putting you in the muzzleloader contest if you'd like to be in there to win a CVA muzzleloader at the end of the month. We had a winner last week, and he's been notified, and CVA's been notified, so we're good to go. Hey, this is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a lifetime nationwide warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all that other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better, offers UV protection, and lasts longer. And they also carry the Linex Extra with Kevlar and Paint Match. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike Route 40, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. 0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did, with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Joan Jones. Want to see where your food might come from in the future? Look up. The seeds of an agricultural revolution are taking root. It's called vertical farming, and it's based on one simple principle. Instead of trucking food from farms into cities, grow it as close to home as possible in urban greenhouses that stretch upward instead of sprawling outward. The idea is flowering in many forms. There is a 12-story triangular building going up in Sweden where plants will travel on tracks from the top floor to the bottom to take advantage of sunlight and make harvesting easier. There's a one-time meatpacking plant in Chicago, where vegetables are grown on floating rafts, nourished by waste from nearby fish tanks. However vertical farming is implemented, advocates say the immediate benefits will be easy to see. There won't be as many delivery trucks guzzling fuel and belching out exhaust, and city dwellers will get easier access to fresh and healthy food. I'm Joan Jones for the Wall Street Journal.
Presenting all 50 reasons to switch your business to the new Sage 50 accounting software. Ready?
Ready.
Go.
One, Sage 50 is quick to install and easy to use. Two, turns information into insights. Three, improves efficiency. Four, easily tracks and forecasts cash flow. Five, supports online banking. Six, creates and manages budgets.
Time's up.
What?
Six. Seriously? For all 50 reasons and a free trial of Sage 50 accounting, visit sagetoday.com/50.
Wait, I can do it.
Oh, that's sweet. sagetoday.com/50.
We're not sure what some banks mean when they say,
"How can I help you?"
Because whenever you ask for their help, it's always,
"That's not in our policy, sir."
And then they need to
transfer you to a supervisor
who is
currently assisting other customers.
And after all that, they say,
"Your business is extremely important to us."
At Ally Bank, we give you live, knowledgeable customer service any time of day or night. Products designed to help you and no ridiculous fees. That's how Ally helps. Ally Bank. Your money needs an ally. Member FDIC.
Big Buck Scents Cold Scent has a fast-growing reputation for attracting big Maryland bucks. Several friends of mine have used Cold Scent with great results. Big Bucks, Maryland's Eastern Shore's home to Big Buck Scents. Big Buck Cold Scent is different than those mass-produced bottles you see on every shelf. First, it's one deer to one bottle. That's a 4-ounce bottle, too. Plenty for the rut. Now, the deer urine is collected and immediately refrigerated. It's kept cold, and the vital elements will not break down and become less attractive. Trust me, there's a science behind all this. Big Buck Scents arrives at your local dealer cold in its own refrigerator. You keep it cold till you use it, and you will see the results. Try Cold Scent Vanilla Bean, Doe in Heat, Dominant Buck, or Doe Pea in the 4-ounce bottle. For more information, visit the website BigBuckScents.com or visit your local dealer. Ask for and use Cold Scent by Big Buck Scents.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, the National Rifle Association's Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show coming to Frederick, Maryland, January 25th through the 27th at the Frederick Fairgrounds. See over 200 hunting and fishing exhibitors, the NRA Great American Whitetail Collection, nationally known seminar speakers, the Mason-Dixon Big Buck Contest, and more. General admission is $10. NRA members, $8. Children under 9 admitted free. Weekend passes available. And if you renew your NRA membership, you get in for the entire weekend. At the door, that is. Now, listen. It's a 2013 NRA Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show, January 25th through the 27th at the Frederick Fairgrounds in Frederick, Maryland. Plan to go now. Visit www.nrahuntingshow.org for more information. Hey, the Poole family continues the family tradition established by my buddy Sam Poole, who passed away last year. Here at Sam's Deer Processing in Finksburg, the full-service deer processing shop is located on Bollinger Mill Road, 2060 Bollinger Mill Road, off Route 32. Now, Sam's Deer Processing has cut over 40,000 deer. They know how to quickly skin, cool, and hang your deer as soon as possible for the best-tasting venison. They let your deer age to perfection, then they cut it to your specifications. If you want deer jerky, deer sausage, deer hot dogs, deer snack sticks, smoked deer hams, you get the idea, and much more, take your deer to Sam's Deer Processing in Finksburg between Westminster and Eldersburg. Sam's Deer Processing also holds a secret recipe for Maryland's most popular deer bologna. Now, if you happen to bag that trophy buck, you're worried about where you can have the hide and cape safe for the taxidermist, Sam's can handle it. Sam's Deer Processing in Carroll County is the whole package. Custom-cut venison to your specifications with all the specialty venison products to last throughout the year. Take your deer to Sam's Deer Processing or give Sam's a call, 410-795-4670. That's 410-795-4670. For Sam's Deer Processing, Finksburg. Talk to Steve in Pasadena. Good morning, Steve. Thanks.
Morning, Alan. How you doing?
Good.
I got a question for you. I was wondering what the outlook was for the goose season this year.
Well, I can tell you the outlook seems to be pretty good. There seems to be a lot of geese coming in. Have you seen them, heard them?
Yeah, I'm starting to notice a few.
Yeah, there are plenty of them. The hatch was good. The hatch was pretty good. The nesting pairs were down. I like 25%, but the hatch was good this year. So we're getting some pretty good indications that things should be good. We added some days to the goose season. We're at a 50-day season now rather than 45, so that gives you more opportunities right there.
All we need is some cold weather up north.
Yeah, we need some cold weather up north. I think we're going to start seeing that next week. If you looked at the forecast or you looked at the Weather Channel, the jet stream is taking a nosedive from about Montana to the Gulf today and tomorrow, and it's pushing east. And then that, of course, sets us up for another Sandy-like conditions this
right.
coming week. So, you know, we could have back-to-back storms, and then the next one's going to be with cold weather. But we're set up for another nor'easter coming in this weekend, or this middle of this week. So that's not good. But, like I said, the jet stream dropped way down. Hopefully some of those geese will start pushing in. Some of the ducks will start getting here. See what happens.
Okay, Alan. Well, thank you.
All right. That's all I can tell you at this point. We'll only know once we get out there, won't we?
That's for sure.
Where do you hunt, Steve?
Down in Edgewater.
Oh, Edgewater? Yeah, you should be fine.
So, okay, Alan.
All right, buddy. Thank you. See ya. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We're open for the muzzleloader contest, and you can join us for that. Get in to win. Give us a call here at WCBM 680 or 922-6680, 1-800-922-6680. Give your name and number to our producer, Pat. He'll write your number down where we can contact you, and you're automatically in the drawing once you go on the air. And there you go. Email address is ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. We are accepting email entries into the contest. I need your name and phone number when you when you email us so we can get you in the contest. We make a list of those folks who entered by email, and everybody goes in the drawing at the end of the month. Oh, here comes one of my favorite buddies from Eldersburg. Ah, boy. Hey, while we're waiting for Gary's call to clear, this is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Spray-on bedliners. Now, Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to offer outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners, with a nationwide lifetime warranty. They do provide great service, both locations. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your truck bed. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and all that. It protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better, offers UV protection, and lasts longer. And they also carry the Linex Extra with Kevlar and Paint Match. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, Route 40, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Gary in Eldersburg, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, good to have lunch with you the other day.
Well, it was good having lunch with you. It's always good seeing you.
Yep, stopped by for a quick lunch out there in Eldersburg, and there you were.
There I were.
There you were.
The only bad thing was that I had already paid for my lunch.
Yeah, or I'd have bought yours.
You having a good day?
I'm having a terrible day.
Well,
I slept in. I was late coming into the radio show, and I got caught by the Baltimore County Police speeding on Old Court Road.
Oh, that's not good.
Well, you asked me.
Well, that's true. I asked you. You told me, and I hope things get better as the day goes on. The missus and I are on our way down to the UAW Union Hall. We're going on a bus trip down to honor the veterans today in Quantico, Virginia.
Oh, I thought maybe you were going over on the get on the bus and go, on the early voting tour from the Union bus.
No, we don't need to do that.
Are you...
I'm a quarter mile from my voting place, and I can go there and vote Tuesday morning.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I thought maybe a little walking around money from the Union there might help you out.
I didn't know this was a political show, just when you vote your heart here. Vote your heart. I'm not allowed to say nothing on your sportsman show.
It's Gary, you can say anything you want. I can tell you this:
let me tell you this.
What?
If I'm allowed to say anything I want.
Yep.
Don't listen to Chris Matthews.
I don't know why I'd even watch Chris Matthews.
Well, I don't know either. That's what I'm saying. Anybody watches him, I don't know.
Anybody that watches Chris Matthews with regularity is already in the tank, and there's probably not much hope. So,
well, listen, you have a wonderful day, and I hope that I win that gun that you're giving away, or whatever you're giving away as a free.
You have just as equal a shot as anybody.
Okay.
All right, buddy, and that's all we can offer.
My wife's with me listening to this conversation. Does that mean that she can qualify or not?
Sure. All you have to do is hand her the phone.
Oh, I don't know if she'd want to talk to you this early in the morning.
That's the rule. You got to talk. Yeah, you got to say hello.
All right.
All right, Gary. Thanks.
Have a wonderful day, and God bless.
You too. Hey, Gary.
Yes.
How many deer has your wife shot?
My wife is not a...
Hi, baby. How you doing?
Did you hear that?
Yeah. All right. She's in.
All right. My wife doesn't shoot, but she has a deer that she lives with every day.
Yeah. All right. See you, buddy. Thanks.
God bless. Bye.
You too, buddy. Bye-bye. See you, Gary. that helped a little bit. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We're just filling in here with commercial messages in between phone calls because we know you like to hear the commercials too, because I am so entertaining and you just can't stop listening to me. I understand that. But, we got a lot of sponsors, and we're glad that we do. We're blessed. We're thankful for all of our sponsors, and we're going to tell you about them. We hope you, you take care of visiting our sponsors and enjoying them. Clyde Sports Shop, you know, they're Browning headquarters. They are the full-line Browning dealer. And for you deer hunters that hunt with a rifle, maybe you go out of state and hunt with a rifle, I like to recommend the X-Bolt, which is a bolt-action, high-powered rifle, extremely accurate bolt-action, big-game hunting perfection. All standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers, adjustable feather trigger, detachable rotary magazine. A very, very, very functional, very nice gun, very strong gun, very accurate gun. The X-Bolt. You need to check this out and check out Clyde Sports Shop for their supply of all the calibers, of X-Bolts and A-Bolts, all the high-powered rifles, the BARs, the BLRs, all the high-powered rifles from Browning are available at Clyde Sports Shop right there at Hammonds Ferry Road, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Give them a call at 410-242-6108 or visit their website, www.clydesports.com. They are open 7 days a week. They accept all major credit cards. I just had some gunsmithing done for me on two different firearms. They're right there at Clyde's, and they do have a great gunsmith. They do scope mounting and bore sighting. They'll get you on paper, and then it's up to you from there. Clyde Sports Shop. Full-line Browning dealer, your hunting headquarters on Hammonds Ferry Road, 410-242-6108. Let's talk to Greg on the cell phone. Good morning, Greg. Thanks for holding. What's up?
Thank you. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Thank you. What's going on?
I have a question for you.
I'll try.
Getting my son into hunting.
Yes, sir.
He's 15 years old.
Yes, sir.
I was wondering, what type of rifle should I get him to start?
Is he a big kid, a small stature, what?
No, he's a pretty big kid. He's lean, tall, probably about 6 foot.
Oh, then he can handle just about any caliber, but you want to take him deer hunting in what county?
Baltimore County.
Well, you're not allowed to use a deer rifle in Baltimore County. You have to use a shotgun.
It would be Carroll County then.
Okay, in Carroll County, in certain places, you can use a rifle. What kind of rifle I would get him?
Yes, sir.
I would start with, if he's just going to deer hunt, I'd start him in the medium caliber. I'd start him with a 25-06. I'd start him with a 270. Not a tremendous amount of kick, but enough firepower to take down any deer in Maryland. I mean, you can go up into the 30 calibers if you want. You don't really need a 300, or you don't really need a 7mm mag, or you don't really need anything like that. If you'd like to check out the short mags, there's a 270 short mag. There's a 300 Winchester short mag. There's a couple of those if you like. But I would say something in the 25-06, 257, 270. I mean, you want to get something you can easily get ammunition for. And
got it.
Probably, I'm going to name my favorite only because it's, I know the results and taken, you know, dozens and dozens and dozens of deer with my 270. And if you get a good one and you shoot it, it's very accurate. There's plenty of power there. You can buy lots of factory ammo for it. You can go 130 grain. You can go 150 grain on the shelf. If you want to hand load, I actually have a supply of hand loaded ammunition in 140 grain, which is a little ballistically better than the 230 or the 130 or the 150. But I will tell you, it'll take a deer down at 25 yards. It'll take a deer down at 400 yards. And I've done both.
Wow.
I've done both. So, you know.
And one of your sponsors.
Clyde Sports Shop.
Clyde Sports Shop.
Clyde Sports Shop, yep. And I just talked about the X-Bolt, which is a great gun from Browning, but they do carry the Remington. I think they carry Winchester. You might want to check those out. Take him with you. Make sure he's comfortable with the gun because there's some of the differences in the stock configurations and that type of thing that might be more comfortable to him.
Great.
All right.
Okay. I appreciate it. And also, I'd like to enter into the contest as well if that's possible.
You're in.
Great.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Greg. Appreciate it.
Take care.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. There we go. Let's talk to Charles in Baltimore. Good morning, Charles.
Good morning, Alan.
How are you, sir?
I hope you're well.
I'm well. I'm tired already, but I'm well.
After getting a traffic ticket.
Yeah, no kidding. Well,
that would ruin the day.
Well, you know, it was like, oh, man. And, I saw the lights behind, not the flashing light, but I saw the car behind me, and I thought, I hope that's not a cop. And just as I thought, I hope that's not a cop, the lights came on. So. Because I knew I was in the wrong, and I was just in a hurry to get here. So,
I want to join the contest.
All right, you can join
and
the
while
conference.
I was sitting here thinking about things, I'll tell you that I went elephant hunting in Uganda.
Right.
And they have the largest elephant in Uganda, and I went to see him. You're not allowed to shoot him. They've got four men with high-powered rifles to protect that one elephant. That was Idi Amin. He was so proud of that elephant.
Really?
Yes. And he escaped to Libya when he was dethroned, and he was a very cruel man.
He was a cannibal, wasn't he?
No, he wasn't, but he had four men that looked exactly like him. Even their dentistry was made like his.
Really?
Yes.
Idi Amin.
Idi Amin.
Cruel, cruel man, the way I understand it. Cruel to his people, but he had an elephant that he protected, huh?
Yes.
How about that? Was there something special about that elephant?
Yes, he was the largest in Uganda, and he had huge tusks.
Oh, the largest. Okay, and he had huge tusks. Okay, I got you. I understand now. So that was Edie's favorite elephant.
He was more protective of his elephant than he was of his people.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, indeed. And he escaped. Now, what has happened to him? Does anyone know?
He went to Gaddafi.
Right.
He was his best friend, and he just faded out of... out of the news.
Is he still alive?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know the answer to that.
Well, thank you very much, and I hope you have a good day.
I will have a good day, Charles. Thank you very much. I'll talk to you soon.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Hey, the new issue of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly has hit the street. It's not everywhere yet. I am delivering it far and wide as the week goes on. You'll be able to see it online here in the next day or two. We'll get it up and running, and you can pick. I know you can pick some up at Clyde's and some of our other sponsors, Bay Line X and Catonsville Line X. You can pick it up there, and some of the other folks around the area, some of the other advertisers have it, but it's not totally widespread yet. But there's a number of locations in Carroll County where you can get it, and and Harford County, and as we continue to go and deliver. We only had it since Thursday morning, mid-morning, so you'll get it when we get it out there. And again, you can see it online. So, let's see what I have to do here. Maryland Hunting Quarterly. I don't know, for those of you who are familiar or not familiar, it doesn't matter, but I'll just fill you in here. Ellis Outdoors is my company. It's my last name, Outdoors. The website is ellisoutdoors.com. And what we do here is publish two magazines. One's called the Maryland Hunting Quarterly that comes out every 3 months, obviously. And then we publish another magazine called Maryland Loves Crabs. And we do the Outdoorsman Radio Show. And when I say we, it's a collective effort for the magazine. We've got writers, and I've got a creative director who puts the entire thing together. Her name is Donna. She's a great gal. And, of course, the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine. Both are available online, by the way, at mdlovescrabs.com and marylandhuntingquarterly.com. And we try to keep the website fresh and current. And then we do the Outdoors and Radio Show. All of this, of course, is supported by sponsors and advertisers, and my dedication goes to them for helping us out with that. So time for me to tell you about another one of them right now, the NRA Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show. If you love the great outdoors, you'll love the National Rifle Association's Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show. It's 3 big days of hunting and fishing excitement, January 25th through the 27th at the Eventplex, the Frederick Fairgrounds in Frederick, Maryland. See over 200 hunting and fishing exhibitors, the NRA Great American Whitetail Collection, nationally known seminar speakers, and as soon as some of them sign on the dotted line, I'll let you know who they are. The Mason-Dixon Big Buck Contest and more. The first 200 attendees each day receive a free Drury Outdoors DVD. General admission, $10. NRA members, $8. Children under 9 admitted free. Weekend passes are available. When you renew your NRA membership at the show for $35, you receive a free weekend pass to the show. It's the NRA 2013 NRA Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show, 1 to 7 p.m. on Friday, January 27th, 9 to 7 p.m. on Saturday, January 28th, and 9 to 5 on Sunday, January 29th at the Frederick Fairgrounds in Frederick, Maryland. There we go.
It's the Doe Harvest Challenge. Deer hunters, by legally harvesting a doe and donating the meat, you not only feed hungry people in Maryland and please local farmers by reducing crop damage, now you could win valuable prize packages this season. Doe Harvest Challenge offers $5,500 in prizes with 18 chances to win. This contest is limited to 13 counties. If you hunt in Carroll, Frederick, Anne Arundel, Calvert, Charles, St. Mary's, or Prince George's counties, or in Queen Anne's, Kent, Caroline, Talbot, Dorchester, Wicomico counties on the shore, and you harvest a doe, all you have to do is donate your deer through a participating FHFH deer processor. Every 3 weeks, an up to $300 winner will be drawn in each of the three regions, plus a $500 grand prize package to one lucky hunter in each region. Participating deer processors have entry cards to fill out in their shops. You can enter every doe you donate within the Region B bag limits all season long. The 2012 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Farm Bureau, Maryland Grain Producers Utilization Board, the Maryland Soybean Board, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, contact the Maryland Farm Bureau, 410-922-3426. The Buck Bomb is the hottest deer scent technology on the market. The Buck Bomb is pure deer urine manufactured in an aerosol spray. Now, the Buck Bomb, distributed in this molecular form, gives whitetails the opportunity to follow the scent trail to your stand site. The delivery rate and the large broadcast area cannot be duplicated with liquid, solid, or gel scents. Buck Bomb Doe Pea and Vanilla Curiosity work well anytime to disguise your odor. Pick up a can of Young Buck or Acorn Rage for the bow season. For early muzzle loader, the dominant buck scent will challenge other bucks to seek you out. And now the heart of the rut through firearm season, try Doe and Estrus or Bone Collector Buck Bomb. Visit your local outdoor retailer or you can order online at buckbomb.com. Learn more about the Buck Bomb or you can call 866-850-6653. And fishermen, you can try the new Fish Bomb Menhaden Quick Slick from the makers of Buck Bomb. The Buck Bomb blows away traditional scent products. Hunt smart, increase your odds with the Buck Bomb. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, we're back. Let's talk to Chuck in Dundalk. Good morning, Chuck. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine, Alan. I just wanted to call and thank you on air for that phone call I've received from you the other night. I won the muzzle loader.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, great. Nice talking to you, too, indeed. Well, good. I'm glad you won it. I know you'll put it to good use.
Oh, I will. I just want to tell all your fans, I just caught the one gentleman there saying he was hoping to win. His wife didn't want to get on there to talk. I said, well, it pays to get on there to talk.
That's my buddy Gary. I've known him for a long time, been in bear camp with him a couple times, and I happened to run into him. I stopped for a quick lunch out in Eldersburg the other day when I was delivering, and he was sitting there with a friend of his, and we sat and had a nice chat. So Gary, I want to get in that muzzleloader contest. I said, okay, call in. Just like everybody else.
That's right. You got to play to win.
That's right.
I've heard that somewhere before.
Yeah, exactly right.
Hey, Alan.
Yes, sir. Congratulations, by the way.
Oh, thank you very much, and thank you.
No problem.
And
yes, sir.
The NRA thing in Frederick.
Yes, sir.
Is that hard to find?
No, it is not. There are plenty of exits on 70. For the Frederick Fairgrounds. Now, there's a lot of construction up there going on right now.
Right.
But there is an exit for 144, and I can't tell you the exit number, but it takes you right to the fairgrounds. And there's parking.
That's where it is. It's
at the Frederick Fairgrounds, which is right in town, kind of on the west side of town, but plenty of parking and easy to get into. It's a nice show. It's a really nice show. We'll be out there giving away magazines and talking it up. And eventually we'll have some tickets to give away. So, you know, keep going.
Good. And I'll let you go in a second. I felt what Charles was saying about Idi Amin and the biggest elephant in Africa.
Yeah.
He had the largest tusk. Well, maybe that was part of his retirement plan.
Could have been. Yeah, could have been. I'm not sure what Ivory's going for a pound right now, but I don't think Edie had to worry any monies to worry about. I mean, we provided him with foreign aid, and his buddy Gaddafi had had a couple of bucks to rub together, too. So,
yeah, he did.
Yeah. So, and that whole thing in Libya, Benghazi, is just
it's just
a mess. I hope people understand what happened there, how we denied our own ambassador help and assistance when they were under attack, and then told a big Pinocchio tale to the American people about some video that these people were excited about. Now, let me ask you, Chuck.
Sure.
Are we that stupid to believe that on September 11th, the anniversary of the biggest celebration that the radical Islamic world, you know, it's our anniversary where we were attacked, okay? It's their big celebration. It's our day of mourning. It's their day of celebration that they were able to bring down the World Trade Center. Are we that gullible? Are we that naive to believe that these people were excited on that day about some stupid video that was on YouTube that nobody could find, and not plan in every country that in the Mideast, and especially one that we took out their ruler, not to expect some retribution on that day? Are we that naive? Are people that naive to believe the story that our government is telling us?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not.
I'm not, and I think a lot of people with
theories were. But
well, now we come to find out what the truth is.
Oh, yes.
And I think that if we look at our government and we see that our ambassador and our folks there were pleading for help to help them, and had known in advance that there was a possibility of an attack, and we did nothing, and we stood by and let our ambassador and three other brave Americans be killed by these people in a military-style attack, and did nothing, stood by and did nothing while we knew what was going on and had resources right there within an hour, I think that crime should be on somebody's head.
The one Navy SEAL who did so much for those people, that they keep bringing up how he broke orders. I said, well, man's a hero.
He is a hero. He's absolutely a hero. I talked to a military guy the other day who works on helicopters, on gunships, and knows about this kind of technology. And I said, what in the world could have happened if a gunship that you work on could have seen him painting that target with a laser and pointing with a laser at the mortar that was attacking them while he was under attack? He's painting that picture for the air support he thought was overhead. He said it would have been over. He said our technology on our Black Hawk helicopters, we can hit a baseball at 5 miles.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
I think so. All right, buddy.
All right, kid.
Thanks, Chuck. See ya. There we go. Whoops. Oh, that was my fault. Greg in Somerset County. Good morning. How are you, Greg?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you, Alan?
Thanks for listening. What's up?
Oh, I love your show. I love it so much. I listen to it every Saturday morning.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. Anyway, I want to call about Lefty Cray.
Yeah.
I've never met the man myself, but my wife's sister was married to his son, Larry.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, and we have a pecan tree that blew over in the storm. It must be 100 foot tall. It's like, it takes three big men to put their arms together to get around it.
Good grief.
And Larry Cray might come down here and take the trunks. We can't deal with the trunks. Now the branches I'm going to use for firewood.
Right, right.
You know, but my wife has pictures of, they had a wedding reception up there at Lefty's Yard in Cockeysville, where she got married to him. And I met his son one time, but I know the grandson, Larry, young Larry Cray. He's an outdoorsman himself. He fishes and stuff. And, you know, it's funny that he's so popular. I never met the man, but my wife has pictures of him. And
yeah, well, you need to meet him. He's a nice guy. He's almost, I think he's 84, 85 years old now.
Yeah.
Still going strong, still writing, still fishing. I met him in, man, probably 25 years ago, and I interviewed him. Last time I talked to him, I interviewed him at the Fishing Challenge in 2011 when they named the 2012 Fishing Challenge in his honor, and interviewed him, got a nice picture with him somewhere. So, but, yeah, he's a good guy, funny guy, too, very funny.
Yeah, well, my wife said he's got so many fishing rods and reels that the company sent him.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, his whole basin is filled.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's been fishing for eons. I mean, I remember when back in the 70s when the old American Sportsman's was on, my dad and I watched Lefty take Jimmy Dean salmon fishing.
Yeah, my wife mentioned him.
Yeah, yeah. So
she said he went and took John Wayne one time.
I'm sure he did.
Yeah. But anyway, have you ever been down to Somerset County?
I heard you had some devastation. I haven't been down there since summertime when we took the Crab Magazine down. I was last time I was in Crisfield, but I understand it's pretty bad shape down there.
Well, Crisfield was flooded, but they flood all the time. I'm used to it down there. But I mean, we did have some trees go over and some light telephone poles down and stuff, and we were out of power for like 3 days.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, down here is the best fishing, crabbing.
No question.
Get all the mussels you want for free anytime you want, and got these ditches along the road for drainage.
Yeah.
And when the tide goes out, you can just grab all you want by the bucket list, and they're like as big as your palm of your hand. I
mean, wow. Good stuff.
And the fishing's great, and the hunting's great, and the soil, you could plow all day and never hit a rock because there's no rocks here.
Wonderful.
You know?
Sounds like truly the land of pleasant living.
It really is. I've been here 26 years, and I swear I just wish I'd have been here 26 years longer. You know what I mean?
I do. Well, Greg, thanks for the call, buddy.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you. Am I in for the muzzleloader?
You're in.
Cool. Okay, man. Thank you. I listen to you all the time.
I appreciate it, Greg. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
410 WCBN. We're out of time. Yeah. Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. Ellis, my last name, E-L-L-I-S, at ellisoutdoors.com is the website. You can send me an email at that address. That's Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. I got to tell you about Tochterman's, downtown Baltimore, 1925 Eastern Avenue in Fells Point. 1,000 fishing rods, 700 fishing reels on display. All the bait and tackle for every type of fishing you can do. Experts on hand to talk to you about bass fishing, striped bass fishing, trout fishing, fly fishing, offshore fishing, bottom fishing. They've got it all. Make sure you stop by. 1925 Eastern Avenue in Fells Point. The phone number, 410-327-6942. 410-327-6942 for Tochterman's Fishing Tackle in downtown Baltimore. Same family name, same location, right there, 2.5 blocks.